Hey guys, it's Phoneboy, and I have another thought today, and it has to do with Instagram and their stupid terms of service changes that they made, and how the internet got all butthurt about it, and you know what they did. They basically changed the terms of service to say, okay, in 30 days, you know, we're going to make it so that we can sell all your photos and stuff, and of course the internet freaked out, and then Instagram responded and said, no, that's not really what we meant. However, it's, you know, and there's been, I don't know, there's been hundreds of articles written about it. I don't really want to analyze that story, except just as a reminder about when you use free services, you know, most likely you are not, the product is really you. It's, you know, because the way that these companies make money, typically, if you're not paying for it, somebody's paying for it. It tends to be advertisers, and really Twitter and Facebook and some of these big social networks, in order to sort of grow to a useful scale, of course they have to provide you service, and so something that you'll put content into it. But really what they're doing is, they're selling your eyeballs to the highest bidder, and they're trying to find, you know, creative ways to do that. And, you know, when Facebook bought Instapaper, I think even if nobody had read the terms of service, I think everybody was basically has come to the conclusion that Facebook's evil, and therefore any changes they'd make to the terms of service, of this company that they had paid $1 billion for, would sort of fall in line with that same level of evilness. And in any case, I went through and deleted my Instagram account. I wasn't even using it. I did download my photos first, and there's a couple of tools that allow you to do that, or transfer it into Flickr or whatever, and that's a way to do it. But I just took the opportunity to, not because I really care about Instagram. I just decided it was a good time to sort of remove myself from that service. And honestly, with all these services, again, you're putting your content up there, and you're the product. And if you're paying for it, I think why that's important is because if you have something to contribute of real value, which not to say that you're, I know the pictures that you might upload to Facebook are valuable to you, but let's face it, to Facebook they're not really valuable in the singular, but in aggregate they are. And again, they're trying to sell your eyeballs to somebody else, so that's that's the business model. And of course, if you don't like what these companies do, you don't have any real leverage, right? You just leave. Well, to Facebook, you're just an anonymous person that's contributing, very marginal value to their network, and so they're not going to pay any attention to the fact that you've left, and they probably won't even notice, to be honest. But if you're paying, of course, the relationship's a bit different, right? When I pay, if I don't like what the company's doing, I can just stop paying them, and that's fine. And again, that still may not change their opinion, but was why I like app.net is that there's a relationship that everybody is sort of paying to be part of the system, and so app.net has a vested interest in keeping all the people that are giving them money very happy. So they don't want to screw the developers over. They don't want to screw the users over because they'll stop paying. And I think it's I don't know that ends up being the best solution to the problem that of Twitter and Facebook and them abusing the product, as it were. I invested my money there because I think it's a worthwhile experiment to see how well it goes. And honestly, I'm having fun there. I've met a lot of interesting people there. With all these services, again, no matter what you use, and any of Google services, any of all these services where you're free, just remember what your relationship to those services is, and then maybe it might be worth actually paying for it rather than getting it for free. And of course, the irony is, as I'm sitting here talking into my iPhone that's going to upload it to SoundCloud at the end of when I hit stop and hit upload. Maybe I'm going into it with my wife. eyes wide open, though. I realize I'm part of the, or I'm now a product for SoundCloud, although I don't know how they're going to monetize it. And I guess they want me to eventually pay. So maybe, you know, maybe there, once I'm paying, it actually makes, you know, the product use relationship makes more sense. But anyway, just as you use all these different online services, you know, just realize, you know, what kind of leverage you have, what your relationship with them is, and, you know, and just make sure you understand who or what the product really is in the situation. So anyway, this is Phoneboy, and you can send me feedback. You can tweet me back at Phoneboy, same on ADN, or scaryapp.net, and, you know, Facebook, et cetera. I'm easy to find. So, talk to you soon.